Starting over 20 years ago, World AIDS Day has been marked annually on December the 1st, a chance to increase awareness about the disease, to fight prejudice and to raise money to support all those working on the front line with patients and their families or orphans and their communities. This year, the theme for World AIDS Day was Universal Access and Human Rights, an important reminder that HIV has not gone away, though it is increasingly slipping down the political agenda, and that there are still far too many people unable to access life-saving antiretroviral drugs. The latest figures from UNAIDS show that some 2 million people died of AIDS-related causes last year alone, while over 33 million are now living with the HIV virus.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, il primo dicembre ricorre la giornata mondiale contro l'AIDS.
Speaking at his Angelus address on Sunday, Pope Benedict remembered in his thoughts and prayers all those affected by HIV/AIDS, especially the children, the poor, and those who are rejected because of their disease.
La Chiesa non cessa di prodigarsi per combattere l'AIDS attraverso le sue istituzioni.
Pope Benedict said the Church does not cease to combat AIDS, caring for the sick through dedicated institutions and personnel. He urged all people to make their own contribution to the fight against the pandemic through prayer and other practical forms of care.
We open shelters, we open home to welcome them, and also we talk about HIV/AIDS in the church, and also using the gospel message to tell to the people, especially in our parish, that these are the people who need the care.
Vietnamese Father John Thuy is a doctor who has been in the forefront of the church's effort to combat AIDS since 2004, when he started working with HIV-positive people, setting up the Tam Mai Centre for those with no one else to care for them. I caught up with him recently here in Rome to find out more about his work and how he first became involved in this kind of ministry to the sick and suffering.
I'm a Camillian priest, Order of St. Camillus. I was a physician assistant as well before I became priest. And when I came back to Vietnam after my priesthood training in the Philippines, the Cardinal John Baptist Phạm Minh Mẫn, Archbishop of Ho Chi Minh City, he requests our congregation to allow myself to work under him to provide pastoral care and treatment for people living with HIV and AIDS in Vietnam, and to coordinate with other religious congregation to provide care and treatment for dying people with AIDS, especially the abandoned people being because of HIV/AIDS. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the situation there in Vietnam. I mean, we hear so much about AIDS in sub-Saharan Africa particularly. Yeah. We don't hear so much about the situation there in your country.
AIDS situation in Vietnam is very bad as well, because mainly because of drug use, but also because of stigma and discrimination toward people living with HIV and AIDS, as well as the women and children. Usually they are the group of the people that are being neglected, and they were being blamed for because of HIV AIDS. People usually look at women with HIV as sex workers, although they are just a housewife, because of wrong information in the past. And so when the HIV situation was very bad in 2005 alone, it was about more than 200,000 people affected by HIV, more than 0.5%, and it was very bad at that time. And also because of stigma and discrimination toward HIV people, so many people living with HIV/AIDS were rejected, abandoned, homeless, and there were lack of treatment at that time. Even until now, not many people can avail of the HIV treatment. Only one-third of the people need HIV treatment can access to that. Yeah.
What is the attitude of the government? You're obviously working very hard to try and change these attitudes. How able are you to cooperate with the government on this issue?
Actually, it was in 2004 that the government realized that they couldn't do much about HIV/AIDS. That's why they sent an official request to the cardinal, to the church, that could you help us on this. Before that, the church was not allowed to enter into social work and to healthcare field. But HIV seemed to be the only door that the church were able to involve at that time, when the government sent an official request. And we have to coordinate to train religious and caregiver to provide care for HIV people being put in the kind of education camp for drug users, and that place, nobody go there to care for them. So we start the care and treatment there first for dying AIDS people. And since 1990 until 2004-2005, the message from the public and the government about HIV was that they are social evil, and they are part of sex workers and drug user people. So that's why it create a perception about stigma and discrimination toward HIV/AIDS people. And then only after 2005, and then the government changed the message, say that they are just patients and we should care for them. But it was too late. So it was very difficult to change the mindset of the people have been brainwashed before.
And so how are you trying to work to try and change attitudes, to try and help people realize that AIDS patients are simply those most in need of care and support?
So we begin by provide care for them. We open shelters. We open home to welcome them. And also we talk about HIV/AIDS in the church and try to convince and try to communicate to the people about their misunderstanding. And also using the gospel message to tell to the people, especially in our parish, that these are the people who need care for. And they bear the image of Jesus, because Jesus tried to, in his gospel message, tell us that it is when we work with the suffering people, we care for them, that we care for him. So it starts to change them slowly. And we begin in our parish, and then the different parish. We do advocacy, and then we do training, awareness raising. And then the cardinal also invite Monsignor Vitillo to train his priests. And then when we were able to do it in our diocese, in the diocese of Ho Chi Minh City, we start to spread to different dioceses. And the message start to change slowly. But people just rely more on the church, even with the people who are not Catholic. They go over to the church and ask for care and treatment.
Catholics, Christians, of course, are quite a small minority, aren't they? Are you working with other faith leaders on this issue?
We work too. On the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes in 2005, it was the first time that the Diocese of Ho Chi Minh City, through the Cardinal Pham Minh Mẫn, he invited all the different religious leaders to talk about HIV/AIDS and to have inter-religious prayers and dialogue to pray for people with HIV/AIDS. And at that time, around 15,000 people came. And today, we are known, you know, the Catholic Church, although only 10%, 7 to 10% of population are known, the people who are leading in the care and treatment for HIV people.
House of Hope, don't you, it's called, particularly for those who are dying of AIDS. Tell us about the work that goes on there.
I found Mai Tam Center. It can be understood as House of Hope, because Mai is tomorrow and Tam is heart of a Vietnamese name, but it can be understood as the heart of Mary as well, because the Vietnamese people, they call Mary as Mai. Mai Tam is the heart of Mary. So we understood in the religious message that it's a place where women and children who have been neglected, and especially abandoned children with HIV/AIDS, can find a place for sheltering, can access treatment and care, and can begin with their new life again. Yeah, many of them have been abandoned, have been rejected. So when we open that house, we hope that they can find, reawaken their hope and faith in life. So in that center, we began with only 7 children in 2005. And 4 women, but today we are sheltering 22 women and 69 children. And aside from that, we help 300 children in the community with HIV, so that they can have a support, and also we can help them to get into treatment and to education. Yeah.
The treatment for pregnant women is one of the most important ways of preventing other children contracting the HIV virus. How much is this available in Vietnam today?
It was not available before, mainly available in the main hospital. So the only way we could do is we try to help the women in the rural area to come to the city and to get checked up and to receive treatment. Because they were very poor, that's why we opened the shelter, so that while they are pregnant, they can access to treatment when they stay with us. If they stay at home, they couldn't access to this because nobody teach them, nobody help them to understand. So usually when their husband die, they either, if they go to the health clinic in the city or in their place, they will be advised to abort. So we have a network of people like counselors to give option to them before they choose abortion. So we help them to aware that they will not pass. They may have a good chance not to pass HIV to their children if they receive treatment. It's not very widely available until now. It's only in main cities that the program of prevention of mother to child treatment is established. But now the government is trying to make it more available, but not very much in awareness of women, pregnant women. Yeah.
Thanks there to Father John To Ai, head of the Ho Chi Minh City Archdiocesan Committee on HIV/AIDS and founder of the Mai Tam Centre for Women and Children Living with HIV.